Okay, so hello, I'm Lawrence Minka, a graduate student from Clemson University. And today I'd like to discuss the development and design of an automated four-row cotton plot picker. So the project's goal was to develop a four-row cotton plot picker for use at Clemson University's Edisto Research Center. The objectives of this project were to reduce the labor requirements involved with the plot work, improve efficiency of cotton plot harvest, and expand the research capacity of the research station by replacing the old and worn-out system. So the automated plot picker was designed to fit the research station's needs. The designs included the ability to simultaneously collect four rows of cotton and independently weigh each plot. This allows for the use of various plot configurations, and the plot picker provides the ability for cotton to be automatically ejected from the weighing system. The system also provides the ability for the subsamples to be collected from each plot for turnout and fiber quality. And the automated system was installed on John Deere 9986 cotton picker shown here. This picker was converted from a six-row machine to a four-row machine. Overall, the automated system can be broken down into four major design components. These include the software used to integrate the system, a four-row basket weighing system provided for each row, a weighing basket, and these are located in the main picking basket, a pneumatically operated air system. It allows for control of the exhaust and picking air, and then the electrical controls and sensors. The first system we'll discuss is software. The program was developed for use on a Windows operating system, and the program follows a basic loop, program loop shown here. So once the operator is powered on the system, they'll be directed to a program setup screen. Here the program operator has the ability to select timing automation modes. The operator can choose from four modes, and these include a fully auto mode. This requires operator input only at the completion of a plot and enter the plot ID. And then manual mode, which requires operator input for each step of the cycle. A semi-auto mode, which is similar to the fully auto mode, but requires operator to confirm tear weights and the basket weights. And then semi-sampling, which is similar to semi-auto, but requires operator input to initiate clean out air after the basket doors are open. So here we see the program setup screen where the operator would select the four automation and timing modes. You can see here at the drop-down menu. And then from the program setup screen, the operator can access a plot preview screen where the plot's plan can be uploaded using a CSV file, giving the operator the ability to click next plot rather than keying in the plot ID. Here, color coding also provides the operator with the ability to see which plots they've already picked. Then also from the program setup screen is a diagnostic screen. This can allow the operator to test the system and adjust timings and different setups not covered on the setup screen. So also accessible is the load cell calibration screen. Calibration typically takes less than 5 minutes and is performed as a linear regression between load cells response at low and high weights. And typically calibration weights are 0 to 20 pounds, and we calibrate every time we move fields. So once the operator selected their desired settings on the program setup screen, they're directed to a program run screen. Here the operator is provided with the ability to select from 7 logging modes, and these activate specific weighing baskets in the system. These modes include a middle two only for 1 2-row plot, a left two and right two for 2 2-row plots, a left two only for 1 2-row plots, and a right two only for 1 2-row plot. All four combined for 4-row plot and no weight for bulk picking, and all four separate for 1 4-row plot. Okay, this screen shows what the operator would see in the cab once they have selected their desired logging mode. And then once the operator has selected their desired logging modes, they can engage the fan control on the picker. So when the operator has engaged the fan control and the program begins turning off begins by turning off the air to the basket and opening the exhaust air using pneumatic valves. After setup is completed, the program starting point, or this is the program starting point for each plot. So the program proceeds by tearing the weight baskets. And after the weight baskets have been teared, the operator may now enter the plot ID. Once a plot ID has been entered, the program opens the picking air and closes the exhaust air. Then the operator can begin to start picking when the go message appears on the screen. So once completed with a plot, the operator has selected, and the operator selected the dumb plots get weight button seen here at the bottom of the screen. The program turns opens the exhaust air and turns off the picking air. At this point, the program is weighing the samples collected in each basket. And weights from each rows are displayed for the operator, and he has the ability to accept or reweigh the displayed weights. So once weights are accepted by the operator, the program records the basket weights. And after the weights are recorded, the basket doors are open. Prior to selecting the turn-on clean-out air, a grab sample can be collected from each basket. And once samples are collected and the operator selects the turn-on cleaning air button, the basket air is turned on and clean-out and exhaust air is closed. So once the baskets have been cleared of cotton and the clean-out air is turned off, the operator can close the basket doors. The operator also has the ability to change logging modes at this point. And once the basket doors have returned to the closed position, the program loop has been completed and allowing them to start on the next plot. So now that we have an understanding of the program's functions and capacity control, the various aspects of the system within the picker design, the design of the weighing baskets, air system, and electronic controls and sensors can be defined. So to begin with, the basket weighing system is composed of four identical sheet metal baskets. These baskets are outfitted with two load cells and located at the top of each basket. An actuator which controls the opening and closing of the basket doors and limit switches located on the side of the basket are also present. These signal the program when the doors have been fully closed. So further, the basket design baskets were sized based on an assumed cotton density of 1.66 pounds per feet cubed, and the yield from a typical plot are 18 pounds of seed cotton. The baskets were also designed to minimize friction, and this attributed to some issues in earlier designs. And then the use of expanded metal door allows for airflow to escape the basket. And then here we can see a view of the basket's position in the main picking basket. And this image shows the four baskets once installed in the picker. The expanded metal doors are controlled by the program during cleanout, and the use of linear actuators located at the top of the basket are visible. The picture also provides a view of the limit switches on the side of the baskets, and these signal the program when the doors are closed. So an additional feature in the design is the use of an LCD display in the main picking basket. This feature was intended for the use during turnout and fiber quality sampling. And this allows the operator to enter a plot ID in the cab, and then it be displayed in the main picking basket. Now we'll discuss the air system. Air system utilizes a five-position, two-way, single solenoid valve, and is controlled by the program at various points during the program loop. An example of this would be during weighing. The air needed to provide the system is controlled by a onboard compressor. And then separate pneumatic valves are used to impose a delay, and this prevents damage of hoses by air pressure buildup. And then here we see an expanded view of the air system. So here we can see the pneumatic valves used to turn on and off the picking air and exhaust the system when necessary. And then the compressor used to provide the air to the system. So So the last design component we'll talk about is the wiring system. The system utilizes two main wiring harnesses. The first is responsible for control of linear actuators, air control, and then inputs from limit switches. So the receiving, or the wiring harness utilizes a Fidget 6 hub I/O board along with 5 Fidget dual relay boards. Four of these are responsible for controlling the linear actuators, and the fifth is for the control of the air solenoid. So the second wiring harness is responsible for receiving the measurements or measuring the output from the load cells. It utilizes 2 Fidget Bridge 4 input boards to measure the output from each load cell. So now the automated plot picker design has been described, now we'll discuss the performance against different methods of plot harvest. A study conducted by USDA reported the time per plot for 3 harvest methods. These methods include the use of one-man sacking operation with the use of a sacking attachment, a one-man gathering operation without the use of a sacking attachment, and a two-man gathering and sacking operation without the use of a sacking attachment. The study found that the time per plot ranged from 44.3 seconds to 144.3 seconds, and these times do not include the additional time needed for sample transport in and out of the field and weighing of the samples. For our system, with the use of the data logs from the 2018 and 2019 cotton harvest season, the time spent on plots were determined. The median time, which is representative of in-test time, was 58.2 seconds, and a mean time of 122.2 seconds, which is representative of when machine efficiency is considered. Not too far. So field capacity for the plot picker was also derived from these logs. Median number of plots picked daily was determined to be 103 plots, and this could be as high as 206 plots. Then this represents a typical day of picking, and note that these include 4 rows at a time, and once we have rolled through a plot, we have weights and everything is done, and this has greatly reduced the labor needed for weight collection, and it's increased productivity greatly in comparison to previous sacking methods. And here's a video going through a plot. Any questions? So in the weighing baskets, that's why we shut on and off the air system. So like when we're weighing a basket, we don't have the air pushing on things and changing the weights. Not that I'm aware of. Yeah, this is located inside the picking basket, so it's pretty. The door is open. And before the operator selects the clean out air button, an operator or technician in the basket can just grab it out. And that's the use of the LCD display. They'll know which plots where.
Any other questions? All right, let's thank our speaker.
Thank you.